who knows what Pentecost means? Yes, that's right. We think of Pentagon having five sides, Penti, and it comes from the Greek word Pentecost, okay, so meaning 50th. So the day of the Jewish Pentecost is also known as Festival of the Weeks or the Shavuot, okay, and so that comes that 50 days after their Passover, which is their celebration marking the liberation from slavery. Remember when the angel of death passed over all the people, the Jewish people who'd put blood on their lintels. We demonstrated that in our Maundy Thursday service, didn't we, that blood on the lintel. So the 50th day for the Christians is also after Jesus' death. So remember that in the Passover, before Jesus passed away, he had the Last Supper, which was the Maundy Thursday thing. So 50 days after the Easter Saturday, literally, is Pentecost Sunday. So we all know now, don't we? 50 days after Easter Saturday. So that's why on that original Pentecost, which we're remembering today, there was a lot of international Jewish visitors all coming together, thousands of people, for that special day to Jerusalem. And it's on this day that the Holy Spirit came upon believers in a very exceptional way. And we hope that after the service today, each of us will go home with a little bit more, perhaps, understanding and a sense of who the Holy Spirit is and what relevance that has to us today as Christians individually. Who we think the Holy Spirit is. We keep talking about them, but sometimes you go, well, who is the Holy Spirit? Does anyone know? Any suggestions? That's not a rhetorical question. God among us? Holy Spirit is God. God's presence. God's Spirit. Were you going to say something different? It can be a sense of God's presence, maybe, yeah? Something we feel. Comforter. Healer. Teacher. Cheryl's read her Bible. Truth bringer. Yeah. That's it. And the Holy Spirit has lots of roles. And he is the third person in the Trinity. I nearly had four there. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So he's a very special person in himself. And I'm using him even though I think we shouldn't really necessarily assign gender to God and the Holy Spirit. But I'm basing it on the male terminology in John's Gospel where he talks about the paraclete. Okay, so the third person in the Trinity. Now, if you really want to know who someone is, what sort of questions would you ask them? You've been given a task to say, find out about Wes. What would you ask him? What is your name? And we've heard lots of names about what the Holy Spirit is called, comforter, friend, helper. What else would we ask him? What's your passion? Maybe, how old are you? How long have you been around? Where are you from? That's a really important one. Where do you hang out? Yay! I like that one. So, you know, what do other people call him? He might give him his name, but other people might be called Wesley by his wife. Honey. His mum used to call him Wesley. Yes, Wesley. Then he's in trouble. That's it. So what motivates him? What's his passion? What does he do? And is he really an all-round good guy as he signs his emails? ARGG, all-round good guy. So how do we, so we've talked about the Holy Spirit and who he might be. How do we find out more about who the Holy Spirit is? Is there any written anywhere? Read the Bible. Yes, the Bible has a lot about the Holy Spirit. We want to know about the Holy Spirit and how long he's been around. How long do you think the Holy Spirit has been around? Did he just come at Pentecost? No.
Creation.
Genesis 1 verse 2. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So he was there in the beginning. So he's pretty old. He's been there just as God and the Word, Jesus, have been there since the beginning of, and involved in creation. And the Spirit's mentioned in lots of places through the Bible, through the Old Testament. But what we find, and in the early parts of the New Testament, but what we find is that the Holy Spirit seems to be talked about, or the Spirit of God is talked about and comes upon people and is present in particular situations with particular people, maybe a prophet or, you know, who is given a vision or something to say on behalf of God. It wasn't universally available to every person. But that all changed 50 years ago. 50 years ago? No, 2,000 years ago. 50 days after Jesus' death on the cross. So we read in the Gospel, particularly the end, towards the end of Luke and John, of the promised Holy Spirit of God, the promised Comforter and Helper, who was going to come instead of, because Jesus was going. In fact, Jesus said, it's good that I'm going, because then God can send his promised helper, the Paraclete. So we've talked about who the Holy Spirit is, and a little bit, a few things from John that he says about the Holy Spirit. He says he comes from the Father, so he's got connections. He's pretty reliable. Who on their resume wouldn't say, well, I come from God? Okay, he's the Spirit of truth. And he will testify. Do you know what testify means? You know, someone testifies in court, they have to tell the truth, don't they? And convince people. He testifies to each person. And Jesus said, we must also testify. So he enables us also, through us, to testify. The Holy Spirit helps us to testify about God. In Acts 1, verses 4 to 5, they're clearly instructed the disciples. Jesus has died, the resurrection has happened, and after that resurrection, he instructs them. What does he tell them to do? Does anyone remember?
Wait.
Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift that my Father promised. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and in Luke, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. Pretty good, a promise from God. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high, the Holy Spirit. And if you want to read about the church and how the Holy Spirit moved through the church after Pentecost, I really recommend that you really just read front to back in the book of Acts, because it's really about the acts of the Holy Spirit and the new church, the birth of the church, which started on that day of Pentecost. I'm just going to say a short prayer. We've heard about the Holy Spirit. We've heard about the people being filled with the Spirit and being empowered by the Spirit. Let us pray. Lord, may we recapture the excitement of the knowledge of how big and amazing you are. Inspire us to prayerfully come into your presence every day with expectation and longing to be filled with your Holy Spirit, that we can live our lives as Jesus wanted us to. And wants us to. convinced of your love and reality in our lives, ready to go amongst the world to be who you want us to be and to do what you want us to do as individuals and as your church here in Endeavour Hills and as the uniting church in Australia. Let us be refilled with your Spirit as the disciples were that day of Pentecost. Amen.
Thank you. Thanks our online worship team today and also everyone who prepared and participated for this special service. Pentecost Sunday is a day of profound significance in the Christian calendar, representing the connection between the past and the present through the power of the Holy Spirit. As we commemorate this day, we are reminded of the transformative work of the Spirit in the early church and in our lives today. Holy Spirit is not just a supernatural thing making miracles. Scripture clearly has told us about the presence of the Holy Spirit and its work for His people. The Holy Spirit is vital for Christianity to be a religion, for us living in present day to be strengthened and be encouraged to be His loyal witnesses, not just a philosophy. May we seek a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit, allowing His guidance, empowerment, and unifying presence to shape our lives and enable us to be agents of God's love and grace in the world. The blessing. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen.
Amen.